In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
Only promise I've ever made to people who give us money. That is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to day two of Share-a-thon. I'm Jenna Ellis, and you're listening to what usually is Jenna Ellis in the Morning, but today and tomorrow and yesterday, if you've been listening, this has been Share-a-thon for the spring, and I am joined by Tim Wildman while we are celebrating Founders Day and making pledges in honor of our founder and our past. And I think we can also honor our present and the legacy that Don Wildman provided and is continuing to provide through the Wildman family and Tim Wildman, and also Walker and Wesley as well, and everyone who is, and Riley, everyone from the Wildman family who is making this ministry great. So Tim, thanks so much for joining. Good morning.
Thank you, Jenna. Just don't call us the Wildman crime family.
Not yet, at least.
You kept mentioning the family and all the people, and I kept thinking, what's next? The crime family. It sounds like
we're not the Bidens over right. here. No. We're the Wildmen, just to make that distinction.
But a boom. Okay. Well, glad to be on Jenna Ellis in the Morning here on American Family Radio, and hello everybody, and good morning. It is day two of Share-a-thon here on AFR. And just heard from a listener there in Minnesota and just reminded me that we truly are American Family Radio. By that, I mean we have listeners all over the country, all over the fruited plain, as they say. And we're just delighted everybody's chosen to join us this morning on Jenna Ellis in the Morning. Jenna obviously does a great job for us each morning, breaking down the current events and what's happening in the news and doing so from a biblical worldview perspective. And we are challenging you this morning. It's Founders Day because yesterday, today, and tomorrow, as Jenna said, it's Share-a-thon. Share-a-thon, if you're a longtime listener, you know this. We do this in the spring for 3 days. We do this in the fall for 3 days. So 6 days out of the year, we talk about what we need here, our financial needs. We pass the virtual offering plate, and that's what we're doing here on day two of Share-a-thon. So if you have not made a pledge to AFR and you benefit from this ministry, we ask that you make a gift, make a donation, be as generous as you possibly can. And today we are, as Jenna said, and you heard the announcer say, it is Founders Day. So we're remembering my father, Don Wildman, and of course, his legacy. He passed away in December of 2023 at the age of 85, I think. Yeah, Dad was. And so the Lord used him to build this ministry starting in 1977. That's when the start of it was, the National Federation for Decency, and then later changed to the American Family Association, the name of the ministry. And then 1991 is when we put our first American Family radio station on the air, and it's grown to nearly 170 stations across the country. And so if you want to give in honor of my father's work, that's what we're calling it, Founders Day. Or if you just want to give to help us here at American Family Radio because you didn't know who my dad was, but you wanted to say you've been listening and you appreciate what we do, we ask that you make a generous donation. And I'm about to give you the phone number to call. And this phone number I give you to call and make a pledge, make a gift. By the way, thank you to everybody who's already done so yesterday and already this morning. We appreciate everybody who's already made a gift. But if you haven't, we ask you to do so, please, to help us, because we have to have finances to support the ministry. If we don't have, we're listener-supported Christian radio, and we don't have listener-supported Christians supporting the radio, we're not on the air. Here's the phone number to call us here, and it rings if you could still ring a phone. Do you still ring phones, Jenna? I don't know.
You know, that's a good question. I think it depends on whether you actually are a phone person or you're a text and email person and all that. But, you know, I think the Gen Zers who listen can relate to that.
Could they still use the expression ring, phone ring?
Okay. You know, that I really don't know, honestly. Okay. I do, but I'm an older millennial.
It's a mystery.
So I'll have to ask my little brother.
Oh, ask Okay. All right, here we go. Hey, here's the phone number to call us here in Sherathon Central here in Tupelo, Mississippi, where our national headquarters are. 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396 is our phone number. Call. Be as generous as you can. And if you can possibly make it a monthly donation, that would be very helpful. It helps us budget. So if you can do that and you say, hey, bank draft, credit card, whatever, however you want to do it, we can do that any way you want to do it to set up a monthly donation. Makes it easier for you, makes it more, we can count on it here on our end. Again, 877-616-2396 or American Family Radio Online. You can give easily at AFR.net. What'd you say?
I said it makes it predictable because that's right. Yeah, we have to, as I've gotten to know this ministry, you know, we have to know what our resources are and be able to steward them to the best of our ability. And, you know, I love the history that you went into, Tim. And one of the things that I've loved about Share-a-thons is I've been able to participate in a few of them now, going into my third year with AFA, is that I love knowing the reason that this ministry was founded and then where we started. And and that gives us a vision for the future. And that's part of the planning of saying, you know, as we're going into even more months of the new Trump administration and into economic uncertainty and all of these other things that are news of the day, the truth remains. And the truth is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we're here to promote the truth of the gospel of Christ and to take current events, news of the day, cultural changes and shifts and all that stuff and remain fixed on the eternal word of God. And so your donations help us do that every day. And I've loved being a part of this ministry. So again, that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396.
Let's hear from one of our wonderful listeners out there. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. This is Jeremiah Peterson from Gadsville, Arkansas. I just wanted to give a shout-out to you guys at AFR because I've been living my life for Christ for quite a while now, and I'm always looking to be spiritually growing. And I heard from one of your guys' pastors, preachers, about giving everything and surrendering everything all up to God. I didn't have an issue with that until I really thought about it and was like, well, there might be some things that I'm actually really holding on to pretty tightly. And I prayed about it and stuff, and the Lord brought it up to me, and the Lord's just been breaking me down so that He can fill me up with Him. And it's just been huge in my life as far as spiritual growth. And I know, as a matter of fact, that the Lord used AFR, that message about surrendering everything up to God, to help me spiritually grow in the Word and in who the dear Lord is. And it's helping me become a better leader to raise my family in a godly way. So thank
Amen.
You, guys.
Amen.
Amen.
That's wonderful. Absolutely. Thank you for that, brother, from Arkansas there. And we heard from a brother earlier there from Minnesota, basically the same story, Jenna, that listening to American Family Radio helps them keep their eyes on the Lord.
And, you know, what an encouraging word, because there's so much content out there, especially in the age of social media and the age of so many different options, so much content purposefully and intentionally takes your eyes away from the Lord or gives a bad perspective.
Right.
And, you know, whether we want to call it misinformation or disinformation, it's certainly leftist information. It's certainly not truthful information. It's certainly not biblical information. And that's why we exist to counter that and to always be a source of truth that you can count on, so that when you listen to all of our hosts and myself included, and, you know, all the way down to our last live show of Abraham Hamilton III, who's one of my favorites, and today's issues, all of those, that you're hearing from a source of wisdom that is grounded in the biblical worldview.
Hey, thank you to, I'm going to thank some folks here who Colin's not even a word. I don't think we can
make it. Too early.
I guess we can make it one. If people
this is why
play.
I have coffee. Adam knows this. Yeah, this is why my show is fueled on Nespresso. I'm just saying. They need to cut me a check for how many times I say that on air because I love them.
Coffee does help make the world go round. I'll tell
Amen.
You that right now. All right, so I'm going to thank some folks who've called in the last hour or so. Catherine in Little Elm, Texas. Catherine from Little Elm, Texas has called in. We're going to have Catherine from Big Elm, Texas call in to match that donation, I think, if there's a Big Elm, Texas. Peter in Houston, Texas. Brian in Midland, Texas. Thank you, Methel in Walnut, Mississippi. Marilyn in Pontotoc, Mississippi. Stephen in Denham Springs, Louisiana. Susan in Holbrook, Arizona. You know where Holbrook, Arizona is, Jenna?
I don't, but I'm looking on my map, and there is a Big Elm Street in Texas.
Oh, there's there's probably a lot of Big Elm Streets in Texas.
So, well, we need donors from there.
The Elms are bigger in Texas. You know that, right?
I'm learning that today.
The Elms are I've never been to Holbrook, Arizona, but I think it's up, you know, like in the north part, close to Flagstaff, maybe. Adam's looking that up. Haley in Victoria, Texas. Kara in Ponca City, Oklahoma. Diana Dennison, Texas. Joseph in Plevna, Kansas. And then we got a caller from Marcia from West Lafayette, Indiana. So really all over. And then there after that, North Liberty, Iowa. Jacob calls in. So a lot of folks calling in from a lot of different parts of the country. And we truly are American Family Radio. We thank you for your gifts. Again, the phone number is 877-616-2396. Please call and make a donation and be as generous as you possibly can to help us here, because we have to have our financial needs met on this share-a-thon Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. All right, Jenna, what's leading the news in your opinion?
Well, right now it's all tariff talk, as you've called it on today's issue Fred and Ed and the guys. And I think that everyone is focused on the economy and seeing if Trump's plan is going to work. And in tandem with that, there is a lot of talk as well, you know, with the immigration and border enforcement. And that was one of the biggest pledges from Trump's campaign. Yesterday, the Supreme Court had kind of a little bit of a mixed ruling. I think it was a win ultimately for Trump that he can enforce the National Enemies Act or the Foreign Enemies Act and ensure that there is border protection. But the little bit of concern that was implicit in that ruling is that there has to be due process. And so, of course, when you're trying to deport and then you say, well, people who've entered illegally can have due process, then that can tie up some of these deportations in courts.
Oh, you think?
For decades. I mean, yeah, I think it'll, I mean, it could... it could end up being one of those things that ultimately stymies a lot of the Immigration Enforcement Authority, because they can't just simply get rid of, you know, these people in our country and ship them back to the country that they were from. So I think that's a concern.
So I didn't realize that part of the ruling. So they said all the people that are here illegally, they aren't citizens, and you... You send them back to their home country, or send them away in the case of the gang members and so forth, to the jails in El Salvador and so forth. So you're saying they all can lawyer up?
Yeah. And so this was actually a suit filed by several of the Tren de Aragua gang members. And it was filed in, of course, the D.C. District Court, infamously now that Judge Boasberg. And what the Supreme Court said was that they have to have notice and the right to file, for example,
when they get notice, they run away.
Exactly. And they also, if you have notice and you have a right to petition and ensure that a judge reviews your deportation, there's no telling how long that will take. And so my view personally is that if you're here illegally and you came into this country illegally, then you can and should be deported, and due process should not attach in the same way that we and the Constitution protects our citizens. And
right.
so this can
right.
stymie those efforts. So that's a concern.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But they did rule, the Supreme Court did rule in the favor of the Trump administration in the sense that they can use this law to enforce deportations, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So that's the good portion of this. But right. interestingly, kind of both sides are celebrating this. Of course, the Trump administration, through a spokesperson, Stephen Miller, said, his deputy chief of staff said, you know, this is a great win. And then, of course, the people on the left who are, you know, pro illegals, and we know all of that, they're saying, well, this is a great win because at least they have due process. And so we won't have deportations that are unconstitutional. Of course, I think they're using that phrase out of turn.
Man. I don't say amen because that's a good thing. I said amen because that was a good analysis there of what's going on. All right, Sherathon rolls on here on American Family Radio. When do we – well, there's the music. We're going to take a break right here. Hey, we get back for the break. Jen, I know you've shared before, but maybe we have a lot of new listeners. I know we do. And I want you to share your personal testimony, if you would,
yeah.
okay, when we get
Absolutely.
Back for the break.
And All right, two minutes to think about this. All
that's right.
right.
You think
Thank
about
you for
it.
That notes. Normally, he only gives me like the length of the question, so I appreciate that.
Hey, the Bible says, Jenna, for you to be in season, out of season, right?
Amen to that. Always be prepared.
Be prepared to give an answer. We'll be back momentarily.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
This is Matt from Fredericktown, Missouri, and I just want to thank God for AFR. I've been a long-time listener for about 20 years now, and I've been blessed. More than y'all will ever know, I've been blessed. Exploring the Word every day. I spend a lot of time on the road, and when I get the chance to listen to Exploring the Word with Bert and Alex, I do. Just the encouragement in the afternoons to be in the Word with other believers nationwide. I mean, it's a nationwide church service to dive into God's Word and encourage each other to be there for each other and to pray with one another and for one another. It's such a blessing. Brother Bert, Dr. Alex, thank you so very much for your service and what you do for all of us. Continue to pray in Jesus' name that I'll continue to bless this ministry. Thank you.
It's day two of Sherathon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Day 2 of Sherathon, and this is Founders Day, where all of your pledges, donations, and support will honor our founder, Don Wildman, and continue to help fund the ministry here at American Family Radio Network and American Family Association. And so we're asking you to partner with us and give your best gift today. We have wonderful volunteers in Tupelo, Mississippi, who are standing by, or maybe sitting by, the phones and ready to tell you good morning and thank you so much for calling. And that phone number is 877-616 216-877-616-2396. I'm Jenna Ellis here with Tim Wildman. And Tim, you had a question going into the break.
I did. By the way, Jenna's in Florida. I'm in Mississippi. And I met a lady yesterday from who's here going to visit with us from the state of Washington, who hails from Colorado.
And, oh, amazing.
Yeah, we'll maybe introduce you a little bit later on. But so, Jenna, you grew up in Colorado. I just wanted you to share your story, if you would, because obviously your parents did something right here in leading you to the Lord and also leading you on the right path in life. I just wanted you to share that, if you would.
Yeah, my parents did basically everything right, and any of my mistakes and growth in faith were totally my own, and I think that's true for parents who focus on discipleship and prioritize that for their children. And the greatest gift that my parents instilled in me and my two brothers is the understanding that for the years that they were cultivating an outcome, it was not about just learning math and reading and writing. I mean, those things are important. It wasn't about building a career. Those things are important. But it was about understanding our responsibility before the Lord and truly making us disciples of Christ. And through that, my parents chose to homeschool us kindergarten through all the way through high school. And that was such a wonderful privilege because I got to spend time with my family. We got to go through school, go through all of the subjects, particularly world history. That was a huge part of, in tandem, reading the Bible from cover to cover. So every year we would go through the entire Bible. So by the time I graduated high school, I'd read through the Bible or listened to my mom read through the Bible, probably 16 times.
Wow.
And that is incredible. And to have that substance and then also learning in tandem with that world history so that I had a knowledge of where chronologically the events of Scripture, understanding God's movements throughout history. And then when I went to law school, knew as my calling, I wanted to be a lawyer. Obviously, you know, God has moved and shaped my calling in ministry over the years. And I'm here and I love this ministry and this is my calling. Understanding where God has moved throughout history and nations and where our founders came from and their understanding of religious liberty, for example, their understanding of the biblical worldview, our Judeo-Christian founding, all of that was so much more rich to me. And I understood it so much better going into the profession that I chose and the ministry that I chose and was called to because of the foundation that my parents mm-hmm. provided through the daily reading of Scripture and truly making us disciples of Christ.
Jenna, what do you do with the Bible verse? How do you reconcile the Bible verse that says, choose you this day, whether you're going to be a Christian or a lawyer? That's in Peter, I think it is.
That's so, probably in Revelation, talking about doomsday.
The end of time, doomsday, mm-hmm. when there'll be too many lawyers on.
Yes, yes. Wasn't it Shakespeare that says, first kill all the lawyers, and then, you know, just get rid of those. So lawyer jokes are some of the best.
But you did go into the law profession, by the way, what part of Colorado? You were raised on the plains there?
Near Boulder. And that always surprises people when I'm a conservative Christian from Boulder County, because anyone who's been there knows it's
right.
one of the liberal hotbeds
right.
of crazy. But it's beautiful there, but crazy.
I've driven to Colorado, I'm thinking once or twice. You know, when you're 62, you start remembering, how many times did I do that? We drove to Promise Keepers. The first, I think it was the first or second Promise Keepers in Boulder, Colorado, on the campus there, the University of Colorado, at their football stadium. And Coach McCarthy was the coach, Bill. I don't know whatever happened to him. I haven't heard from, you know, about him in a long time. But he was the founder of Promise Keepers. And we loaded up a couple, more than that. I think 20 guys from our church. But there were 55,000 guys there from around the country. Mm-hmm. Of course, after that, Promise Keepers just expanded like crazy. But that was the, I think that was the first one where they filled up the football stadium there. And I remember Jack Hayford spoke and James Dobson spoke and, of course, Bill McCarthy spoke and the coach there who started it and others. But the one of the fascinating things I remember is, Jenna, when you're driving from Kansas to Colorado is when you first see the Rocky Mountains, you know, in the distance. Is Jenna there?
I am.
Okay. Nothing about that impresses you, what I just said.
Well, I'm waiting. Yeah. I'm waiting for
No, there's no punchline.
Yeah. Oh.
No, there's no punchline. Oh, by the way, Bill McCarthy. McCarthy is still. Oh, he passed. Okay, he passed. He passed at age 84, so I didn't realize he had passed away.
I think that was a year or two ago.
In January.
So recently.
In January. Anyway, that's just a very impressive. You just realize the natural surroundings there. It's just the majesty, the hand of God. When you see those, you're coming across a fruited plain, and then boom, here are those Rocky Mountains on the horizon. So you grew up there.
Yeah, and that's where we get our song, America the Beautiful, the Purple Mountain Majesty across the fruited plains. That was looking at Colorado. And I love, and I think it's actually, isn't it a John Denver song maybe that says, you know, and if God doesn't live in Colorado, I bet that's where he spends most of his time.
Maybe. I'm a John Denver fan, but I don't remember that particular song.
Yeah, there's a song, and somebody can write in and correct
me. Rocky Mountain High, I remember well.
Yes. But it's, you know, if God doesn't live in Colorado, I bet that's where he spends most of his time. And it's beautiful there. And it's so sad, the politics there now. But, growing up there, I mean, it was just you could not look at the beauty and the majesty of Rocky Mountain National Park and all of the things without recognizing we have a creator who has given us and also has given us the capacity to appreciate beauty and to see beauty. And I love that because it's not even that God created beauty. It's that he created us with the capacity to understand it, recognize it, appreciate it, and acknowledge him and praise him for it.
Amen. Hey, you're listening to Jenna Ellis in the Morning. I'm Tim Wildman. You might say, Tim, why are you on Jenna's show? That's a good question.
Because
we're having Share-a-thon. And Share-a-thon, so I usually join Jenna during Share-a-thon because now, Jenna, you're sometimes with us here in Tupelo, but Jenna's at home in Florida this time, so I'm kind of telling everybody, including Jenna, what's happening here at the home base. And just to bring people up to speed, this is Founders Day, so we're honoring the memory of my dad and my mom, too. My dad, Don Wildman, the founder of this ministry, we first put our first radio station on the air in 1991, and then we just grew like crazy, and we're right around 170 radio stations across America now, and thousands of people who listening to us right now on the AFR app, and it's Share-a-thon. So if you've been with us, a few years, you know exactly what's going on here. We are taking time to praise God for what He's done through American Family Radio, to listen to our folks who benefit from it spiritually across America, and also to ask you to make a gift. We're passing the offering plate and asking you to make a gift and be as generous as you can today, right now, at least in honor and memory of my father and the vision God gave him. And here's the phone number. If you have benefited spiritually from American Family Radio and you want to say thank you by giving a gift to help us stay on the air, and we want to buy other radio stations. We want to expand like we just did in Alabama. We bought stations in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa. So now we're covering probably 75% of the state of Alabama. Now we cover with American Family Radio stations because we're on in the Quad Cities. We're on in Huntsville. We're on in Mobile. We're on in Montgomery and other parts of Alabama. We're on with American Family Radio now Birmingham and Tuscaloosa. So here's the phone number. If you want to help us grow and expand our territory, and you just want to say thank you for what you do here at AFR to keep us aware through like Jen Ellis in the Morning on what's happening in our country so we can pray and be involved and be engaged. Here's our phone number, 877-616-2396. Again, that's I was going to say toll free, but everything, there's no, I'll just say it this way. We have a tariff-free phone number.
There you go. That's so 2025.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a tariff-free phone number. You will not be charged anything for using it. 877-616-2396 is our phone number here. And by the way, if you make a gift of $30 or more a month, or a one-time gift of $150 or more, then we will send you this booklet by Stephen McDowell. And the book is titled, it's really a booklet, it's a small book, The Bible, Divine or Human? And the subtitle is Evidence of Biblical Infallibility and Support for Building Your Life and Nation on Biblical Truth by my longtime friend Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation. You're going to read this. Wesley Wildman, one of my sons, said he's read this like three or four times. He was so impressed by what is in this particular book. And so it talks about the scripture and how we can trust the scripture and the proof that it came to us from God, and how the Bible has been used down through history in world events. So, and it's a wonderful book called The Bible, Divine or Human. And so we'll send you that book if you make a gift of $30 or more a month, or a one-time gift of $150 or more a month. And again, the phone number is 877-616-2396. Or if you're a person who doesn't like to talk to people and you want to give, you can go to afr.net, or if you just want to do it simply without having to call, afr.net. Let's hear from one of our listeners, Adam.
My name is Joe Watson, Carterville, Illinois, and I'd just like to say thank you during all this time of upheaval when there's so many lies floating through the airwaves and all over the place, that your voice of truth and the Spirit of God has really impacted my life. I've been through open heart surgery, fractured my back in two places, and God has healed it all. And I just want to give Him the glory and say thank you so much. Keep up the good work. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. I love hearing from our listeners. There are so many just wonderful people that are part of the AFR family. And one of the greatest blessings of being on the morning show, Tim, is to hear from a lot of our listeners who are encouraged by AFR and who have been listeners for years. It's just truly amazing. And we're so thankful for all of you.
Amen. All right, Jenna, what's something else in the news that you're watching?
Well, you know, we're headed into 2026 and the midterms, and so that is definitely something that I'm watching, is the political fallout of where Trump is spending his political capital, and also where the shifts may occur, even here in my home state of Florida. Speaking of being in Colorado and the politics there, I moved to Florida because this is a much more conservative state. The policies are much more aligned with truth and the biblical worldview. I love our governor here, and unfortunately, he's term limited, and so I would love for him to just continue on, but we have a gubernatorial race coming up, and that election is next year, and quite a few states also have governor's races, other things. And so as we're heading into the midterms, there is this open question of how we are building on the momentum of the Trump mandate and to continue to push toward conservative policy goals. And what we're seeing, I think, in states, Tim, across the country, is this pushback on the state level, whether it's pro-abortion policy, whether it's attacking homeschooling, like right now in Illinois. I know our policy wing, and I do work now as well as a senior policy advisor,
right,
for AFA. They're tracking all of that. We're seeing in my home state of Colorado that there's a bill that is actually going through the legislature suggesting that if parents do not call their children by their preferred pronouns, then the state can step in and even potentially remove custody from parents. I mean, these kinds of things, while we can say yay on the federal level and, you know,
right,
question economic policy, whatever, we have to be very concerned of what's going on the state level.
I tell you what, it's getting scary for Christians that live in deep blue states.
Yes. Why I'm in Florida.
Yeah, I'm really. I mean, I don't know where this is going to all end up, but I mean the attack against Christians and parents and the deep blue states is just I guess that's why so many people have left California over the last 10 years. One of the reasons is the attacks on freedom and Christians and on conservatives and the family and businesses. I know that there are a lot of wonderful people who live in California, and it's naturally beautiful, probably more than any other state in the country in terms of the variety of scenery and natural beauty you get there in California. But wow, it's just some of these blue states is just getting where the attacks on Christians in particular make you want to move.
Right. Yeah, and I think Governor DeSantis said it very well in his debate with Gavin Newsom, Governor Newsom from California, back in 2024, when he said, you know, you have a beautiful state. You have one of the most beautiful states in the nation, and you're just ruining it with all of these terrible policies. And, you know, this is part of, if you're listening this morning and you're wanting to give a pledge and donate to the work and the ministry that we do here at American Family Association as a whole, and you can call 877-616-2396. Part of this is also supporting the policy work that we do, because all of these things going on, it's important to the future protection of our rights that are God-given, parental rights, the right to freely exercise, do what we're doing right now, speaking together about truth, being able to train up your children in the way they should go so when they're older, Amen. They won't depart from it. All of these things are so important, Tim.
Amen. Freedom and liberty and our way of life. We need to protect and defend these things. And that's what we do here at American Family Radio. We champion those values. We'll be back momentarily with more of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
You know, I was just thinking back over the years about when Brother Don was just, it was always his work ethic and just the way he thought of things and how frugal he was with the Lord's money that really inspired me. And he was always willing to jump in there with us, whatever we were doing. You know, I can think of one time we were out there, a rainy day, and we're cleaning leaves out of the gutters. And next thing we know, we look back, and there he is with the rake, just out there in the rain with us, just raking them out and, you know, throwing them off. And, I mean, he wasn't scared of a plunger or anything else, and always walking through and turning off the lights, you know, making sure that nothing was going to waste. But just here recently, I came in after hours with a power outage, and, you know, there were lights off in every office, and it just ran through my mind, if Brother Don was here, he would not be able to leave a single light on. And just that thought, my conscience wouldn't let me leave till I turned off all those lights. He's just always been an inspiration to me.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach, Mississippi. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks to the Father and you guys. Just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing. Looked forward to nothing. And not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that. But I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was listening to AFR radio, because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work through you guys, and I just want you to know that I really do appreciate you more than you can imagine.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. 616-2396 or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to day two of Share-a-thon. I'm Jenna Ellis here with Tim Wildman. Typically, this is Jenna Ellis in the morning, but we're taking 3 days out of our spring to have Share-a-thon. So, Tim, we heard from some great listeners, and we're so excited to have so many pledges. I think the last count I saw was over 5,600 pledges, and so we are really grateful for the continued support. If you'd like to talk to one of our great volunteers and donate and give your best gift, you can call 877-616-2396. And I'm told we're up to over 5,800 pledges and donations now. That's amazing.
Amen. And we're thankful for every single one of them, including Susan and Cristobal, Texas, Clinton, Clinton Call from Huntington, Arkansas, James in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Let's see, we've also heard this morning from Donna in Wapakoneta, Ohio, I think it is. I'm just going to call it Waptown. In Waptown, Ohio, and Gary in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And let's see, Christopher in St. Charles, Missouri. All these folks have called in the last half hour. So listen, our theme for Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio, we always have a theme from the Bible that we use here. And this one is pour your spirit out. That's our theme, pour your spirit out. That's our theme. And this comes from Isaiah, the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 44, verse 3. Do you have it there in front of you, Jenna?
I do.
Would you read it?
Yes. Isaiah 44, 3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and the streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
Amen. So from that verse, we get pour your spirit out. And so we're asking God to pour his spirit out on you, listeners of American Family Radio, and on this ministry, American Family Radio itself. We ask that God bless you and your family and bless this ministry as we try to do our best every day to exalt the name of Jesus Christ and promote the values that the Bible exalts and promotes, because that's good for all of us individually. It's good for our country. What does the scripture also say, Jenna, that righteousness exalts a nation?
Yes.
I'm trying to think where that is. Righteousness exalts a nation, and wickedness is a reproach to any people. I paraphrased it there.
Yes, but that's Proverbs 14, and I'm Googling here. It says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people.
Right. So we want to promote righteousness, and not self-righteousness, but righteousness. And Jesus mentions that also. That's in chapter 5 of Matthew. We see that Jesus says, talks about living righteously before him. That pleases God. And it pleases God when a country is, promotes righteousness. So that's always a contention, Jenna, because I know some people don't understand this, and maybe Christians are the only ones who can, because we see things through a biblical lens, but there's spiritual warfare going on in our country. Am I right?
Absolutely. And we know from the full counsel of God that we don't just contend against people and humans, but against principalities, powers of darkness. And these things are not going away until the end of all things. And we see that in the book of Revelation. And God, of course, has given us the beginning, how he created in Genesis through the full counsel of God, and then the end of all things in Revelation. But we are called in this time, in this moment. If you are still living, then you still have a ministry and a mission to promote truth and to contend against evil. And evil will still persist. And so when we look at promoting truth, when we look at the news of the day, when we look at how to raise families, when we look at our culture, all of these things, we need to look at these things from a comprehensive, truthful worldview, so that we are not caught up or or taken in by false doctrine or by false thoughts and false policy and false assumptions. We want to continue to follow the mind of Christ so that we can live according to his will.
Amen. So well said there. By the way, we have guest here with us, Todd Herman, who's on Middays here on American Family Radio. Todd's in town. You'll hear him later on this morning on American Family Radio. We have some other folks who are helping us answer the phones who have driven in from around the country. I met four folks from South Carolina, and they drove in to be with us here at American Family Radio. They're volunteering. They're helping us answer the phones and take calls from people who want to make pledges to American Family Radio. And we're so honored that folks would drive here from around the country to be with us on a volunteer basis.
And you know, Tim, I have to give a shout out as well to some visitors at AFA yesterday, and I'm really sad that I wasn't there in person like I normally am for Share-a-thon. But Brad and Leanne Creel, who are friends actually of mine through my new neighborhood, I met their daughter who is in my neighborhood, and actually our dogs are friends, and they've been longtime listeners of AFA, and so came and got to see everything going on at headquarters there and during Share-a-thon. So that's it's such a small world when you look at our fellow Christians, and I love that, and it's been such a blessing for me in Florida to get to know their daughters and their family.
Well, they must listen on the app then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we don't have a radio station in Central Florida.
Well, so they actually still live in Mississippi, the parents.
Okay.
So it's only their daughters both here in Florida.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a radio station in Jacksonville, which is not too far up the road from you. All right, you're listening to American Family Radio. Again, our theme this Share-a-thon is Pour Your Spirit Out. You might say, well, Tim, why are you stopping to do Share-a-thon? Well, most churches have an offering plate. Or they have a box in the back of the church. And why is that? Because it takes money to pay the bills. And we have to have the same type thing here at American Family Radio. Now, we encourage you to first and foremost give to your home church, obviously. But after that, you give to where it impacts your life the most. And if American Family Radio is impacting your life for Christ, then by all means, feel free to give a pledge to us here at American Family Radio, because we need it, because we need to stay on the air, and we want to grow and expand our territory, as the scripture says. So I'm going to give you the phone number, and if you have been benefited spiritually from this ministry and you want to help us out, as I just said, why? Because we need your help during this Share-a-thon. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. I'll give the phone number again so you can call and make a pledge and be as generous as you possibly can, because we need your help, because we want to grow and we want to expand and we want to reach more people. If we can reach more people will hear about the gospel, and more people will hear about the right way to live, and more people will hear about what our responsibilities are as citizens here on earth. And so here's the phone number to reach us. And we're all better off from all those things that I just mentioned. We want to preserve our freedoms and our liberty and our way of life here in America. These things we talk about. Jenna talks about them every morning here on Jenna Ellis in the Morning. So we're not a Christian radio network that shies away from the issues, or that, you know, only plays music. There's nothing wrong with playing music, but I can get music 1,000 places, but I can't get news and information and the Bible teaching that you get here on American Family Radio anywhere and everywhere. So I wouldn't say we're necessarily unique as a Christian radio ministry, but there aren't a lot of Christian radio ministries that do as much as we do to promote a biblical worldview here in everything that we do and we say. Here's the phone number, 877. This is the phone number to call and make a pledge and make a gift and be as generous as you can, please. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Call and say, I heard Tim and Jenna, and I want to make a gift. I want to make a gift to American Family Radio to help you guys out. AFR.net is a website, AFR.net. Jenna?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is one of the few radio stations that does speak the truth of the Word of God, and you can count on that. That is predictable here. And I love, Tim, how even, you know, behind the scenes, for listeners to be aware of, I mean, all of the conversations that I've had with leadership that you all continue to have and the decisions that you make are always grounded in truth and righteousness and continuing to pursue truth regardless of the cost. And I've seen that in my time here over the last, you know, several years. I've seen those decisions close and firsthand. And I genuinely want people who are listening to know that the leadership that we have here, I truly respect. And part of the reason that I love this ministry, and a huge reason, is because we are not afraid to stand up for what is true, even if it's counterculture or even if it's not the most popular thing. And you can always count on that.
Amen. Let's hear from one of our another one of our listeners out there.
My name is Linda Collins from Campbellsville, Kentucky. And you have been a beacon to Campbellsville since the 80s. When Dr. Donald and JJ came to our little community and planted WAFR, we have been so grateful through the years for your witness, for your integrity, and for the fact that you spread Jesus everywhere. And we just are so thankful that you are such a trustworthy partner with us at St. Andrew United Methodist Church here in Campbellsville. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mm. Thank you, sister, calling in from Campbellsville, Kentucky. And we truly are American Family Radio. We have listeners all over the country who, just like she did, shares how American Family Radio has impacted their communities. Well, we're down to the last 3 or 4 minutes here for our hour of Share-a-thon. Jenna, and you want to just challenge our folks out there?
Yeah, I would really challenge you to get engaged and involved. I mean, one of the things that I hear most often from listeners is, what can I do to help the state of the country? How can we help all of the things that are going on and continue to promote truth? And one of the best ways right now that you can partner with us and our ministry is to give your best gift. You can also become a Great Commission partner. This is a monthly gift of $30 or more, and you can give your best gift monthly so that we can budget, as Tim always says, and understand how we can best steward the resources that we have as a ministry. And so being part of the Great Commission is to promote truth and teach the nations and teach the things of truth and to continue to follow that admonishment and that command from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So you can call now at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online to AFR.net and give your best gift and continue to listen throughout the day to Share-a-thon. Encourage friends and family. If you've given your best gift, but you know other AFR listeners, ask them as well to support our ministry.
Amen. Amen. What a challenge. Good challenge, Jenna. Well, thank you for listening, everybody, to Share-a-thon this hour. Let's see. Brother Jeff's coming up, right? Jeff Shreve is on the way.
I love Pastor Jeff, by the way. He's just one of the greats here. He has such a heart for ministry.
Amen. He does. He's you know, he's if you ever heard him, he's a slightly better than average pastor as far as his Bible teaching skills, I would say. And he does a good job there. I'm only teasing because I know he's listening. And I wanted to call him a slightly better than average pastor to see if he was listening to what I said. All right, go forth today, folks. Keep listening to American Family Radio and share the love of the Lord. We'll see you later.